Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ?
I don't really know.
Got any advice?
Good radio is preparation. The other part is just making sure that you don't burp into the microphone.
Then you fake it till you make it.
Any other advice?
You give the people what they want.
And just have fun with it. Follow your instincts.
Hey, and let the show begin.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. It is Tuesday Morning Show number 1987.
Woo!
Carla, it's Tuesday morning, and it's 6:07.
Yeah, I love what she said. That's been our whole motto with radio. Just fake it till you make it.
Yep.
That's it right there.
Yes.
We do every day, people.
Yes.
Every day. That's what we try to do. Right there.
And if you can help us do it. Or you want to do it along with us, that's fine. We don't care.
Please do.
All right. Only Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
And already people looking forward to the weekend.
It's so sad.
I know.
What? Another week already? We just finished one. Jeez.
They say it's going to be nice, though. High in the low 90s again today, tomorrow, right through the week.
Enjoy it. Actually, I know it's going to cool off later in the week. We might have to put a sweatshirt on.
What?
With our shorts. Yeah.
It's going to get windy, too. 64 outside right now. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Check.
Yes,
check.
Good.
Double check. Okay.
Yes,
let's
good.
Do it. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Some sad news overnight. Jeff Bridges says he's been diagnosed with lymphoma, but he says although it's a serious disease, the prognosis is good. He will start treatment and keep us posted on his recovery. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Not good.
And Jeff, what do we call you? Jeff, what do we, dude, what do we call you?
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me.
Okay.
You know, that or his dudeness or duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
El Duderino.
Yes, man.
I like
Big Lebowski.
It.
Love
it's
it.
Too bad, though. Sad news.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully he will be able to fight this with treatment. Robert Redford's son, James, died of bile duct cancer, 58 years old. Really, really sad. His first son, now, this was quite a ways back in 1959, died of sudden infant death syndrome at 2.5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, that I did not know. Two daughters he does have, though, Shauna and Amy, doing well. Really sad. Better news, Apple. This is so interesting. So Apple has launched Apple Music TV. It's a 24-hour live stream of music videos, live shows, chart countdowns, those type of things. Like MTV.
Used to be. Right.
Yeah, before Jersey Shore pooped all over it. It's free, which is very cool. But, you know, gosh, MTV, if you were smart, you would have done this, you know, maybe...
Years ago.
Maybe you'd have done it. Or just kept doing
it.
How about that? So
didn't VH1 kind of pick up the slack for a while?
They did, and then they turned to crap TV, too.
Yeah.
Yes. They still do a countdown, I think, on Saturday mornings, and it's quick, and they play like 30 seconds of a video. And it's like, oh, wait, no, I want, where's the whole video? No. And a list of artists has come out. I actually read this a little bit ago, and for some reason, this has hit social media again. Artists who hated their own hit songs.
Oh.
Yes. We'll play some of those later.
Don't even say what they are.
No, I'm not. And we won't be playing this, but on that list, if you read the article, actually, thank you, Ann Wilson, for making me feel like, again, I'm not the only one. She is not a fan.
No.
She is not a fan.
Stop it.
All I want to do is make love to you. She does not like the song. She said it was not her idea to put that on the album. She did to release that song. She doesn't like the song.
That could have been a musical. That song alone could have been a musical.
It could have. And it still could be, Mike. What is,
one of their best songs ever.
Oh, yeah, best songs ever. Well, Anne, nor Nancy, from what I read, but Anne really is not a fan of that song.
I'm shocked.
Shocked! I know. That is my take for now. We will, of course, play those top three for you. It's very... You might be surprised. All of this sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
What are the top three songs despised by the artist that originally did them? Well, we have them all lined up, ready to play. We'll do that here in about 6-7 minutes from now. It's Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. Either way, line's open. Would love to hear from you this morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 638. Loudwire released a list of artists who hated their own hit songs. Before we get to the top three,
yeah,
some of the other songs that are mentioned on this list.
Oh, Warrant's Cherry Pie. They hate that song.
Really?
Yeah, they hate that song. They said they had no intention of writing the song.
That was one of their biggest hits.
Yeah, their lead singer says, I could shoot myself in the head for writing that song.
Oh, boy.
Oasis, Wonderwall. Well, we could all slap them anyhow. Radiohead, Creep.
Oh,
I know.
That.
Evanescence, My Immortal, which is an amazing song. It's not so much the song, but how it was recorded, the version that was released of that. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. They did not like that
That's
song.
A great song.
They didn't like it. They didn't like it. Brian May hated the song, especially at first. He just hated it. He said, it. Now it's kind of a piece of unfettered joy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right.
R.E.M., by the way, Shiny Happy People.
No!
Everything he wasn't.
Yes, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Top three, number three from Guns N' Roses. Slash hated it for years, but he came to appreciate it because it always got such a huge reaction from the fans.
Well, of course it did. Yeah.
And he does a little worm dance.
All right, that's number three. Yeah.
Yes, Axel.
Number two, what do you think about this? This is Nirvana. Kurt Cobain quoted as saying one time, I can barely get through it. I literally want to throw my guitar down and just walk away playing this song.
It's pretty much what he did on stage.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that was a lot of his songs.
Yeah, he was not happy. Yeah. Not a happy boy. All right, and then number one, here you go, believe it or not. Stairway to Heaven. Robert Plant said that he hated the lyrics so much I'd break out in hives if I had to sing that song in every show.
Yeah.
And that's why he says at the end there, that live performance, mm-hmm. Does anybody remember the laughter? He's basically mocking the lyrics of the song.
Listen, I remember years ago, I saw Madonna on her Blonde Ambition tour, and it was great. It was wonderful. And then apparently her next tour, I don't know what it was. Like, she wouldn't do a bunch of songs, mm-hmm. like a virgin at Borderline. And she even said on stage, I'm just tired of them. I'm sick of doing them. And people were like, well, guess who paid money to see you do those? So I think that's why a lot of these artists, they just do them now. Mm-hmm.
And your song, Heart?
Oh!
All I Want to Do is Make Love to You. What number is that?
That's it's on the list. I think it's number 10.
Number 10.
Not really in any specific order.
Okay.
But yeah, Ann Wilson said it's awful. It's everything that we did not represent, but the label said, oh, no.
Wow.
You got to release it, man. Yeah. Yeah.
All these songs that we love so much.
Yeah.
And then when we go to see the band in concert, we're like, yeah. And they're like,
ew. Not doing it.
So, number one, Stairway to Heaven.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, last hour we were talking about those songs that the artist who made them hits just couldn't stand them.
Yeah.
And one of the bands you had mentioned, Evanescence.
Yes.
Morty, we find that. See, this is the thing about Morty. He never speaks up about himself, never says anything. You dated the lead singer from that band?
No, I didn't date her.
Oh.
We went on an unintentional date, one-on-one date.
Okay.
I was the assistant program director of our alternative station at the time, and my boss was with the record representative out at some kind of event, and we all were going to meet up for dinner before the Evanescence show.
Mm-hmm.
And so their taxi got into an accident, and I drove, and the lead singer of Evanescence, Amy Lee, had her driver drop her off. So we're just standing there waiting, and I'm going to get a phone call. Hey, so our taxi got into an accident, so we're going to be kind of late. If not, we'll just meet you at the venue. And so I was like, okay, well, do you want to eat sushi? She's like, heck yeah.
There you go.
So we had
Amy Lee.
Yeah, we eat sushi.
Wow.
Then I drove her to the show.
Woo-hoo! There you go.
You talk about love. I mean, just like that, it happens.
Kind of stretching it there, even for a long time.
Love.
Was that what it was?
Was it love?
It was good.
She's married now. She has a kid.
I know.
Did she eat a lot?
Older than you?
No,
not much.
No.
Yeah.
What was amazing was that she wasn't afraid to try something.
Okay.
Yeah.
She would always ask, "What's this?" And say, "This is this." Okay, I'll try.
So you kind of hit it off.
I don't even know about that. I think it was just more of a. It just happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't uncomfortable. In other words, you're just two people sitting having sushi.
Yeah, but I don't think you're real uncomfortable with anyone. I don't think you're pretty. There are people who I don't think are real, like, starstruck.
Yeah, and, but a celebrity like that, those people
you
are always on guard.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On guard. Yeah.
I thought she was going to get creeped out. Yeah, she's going to be like, you know, I'm going to just call my driver.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And she was like, no.
How long ago was that, though?
Oh, this was like 2000. Whenever their big song came out.
Yeah,
it was like
I think
2007,
it was 2000, I think. You mean Bring Me to Life?
Yeah.
So that was 2003, I think.
Wow. Okay, maybe then.
Okay.
And she was like 25, probably. Yeah.
You still reach out and...
No.
No. Okay. Well.
She probably don't even remember who I am.
The thing is, I was going to say, and she's one of those people, too, who people don't even, they know Evanescence.
But they wouldn't recognize her if they saw her?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't, unless you're a huge fan. I mean, but she's not a, you know. So I think that she was comfortable being, you know, Amy, mm-hmm. as opposed to.
Like the guy. Well, it was funny because obviously I always wear my black shirts and my jeans. She was wearing like a black hoodie. She had like makeup on, like eyeliner, and she was wearing black. And I was like, people were looking at us like,
yeah, like
weird.
You're goth kids or something.
She always looked a little gothy. Yeah.
Well, look at there.
Yeah.
Your love connection.
Yes.
Sunshine. And
please don't do that.
Yeah.
Please.
Warm today and right through the week. We love this weather when it happens in October, believe it or not. High and low 90s. 64 now. Few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, we have picked up some good habits. I've mentioned these before. They kind of shift around a little bit during the pandemic. People say the number one thing that they started doing during the pandemic and even in isolation, drinking more water. People have become, they're very hydrated now.
Yeah.
So that's good. Staying in contact with friends and family, regular exercise, cooking from scratch. Everybody's a good cook now. And being better with our money. Those are the top things that people have really taken away from this. Listening to more music just missed the top 10 at number 11, but that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Music always helps people. 3/4 of people say they're expecting the toughest winter ever. They're preparing in advance, stocking up on face masks, toilet paper, paper towels. Apparently on the East Coast, these are already a commodity. Paper towels are high demand again. Vitamins, canned goods, things for the medicine cabinet, things like that. So people who are stocking up, and it's already snowed in a lot of parts of the country, and we're cooling off later in the week. Insurance companies, they came up with the clumsiest names. I love this. This is the frequency of people, in personal injury cases, things, slips, falls, things like that. Guys, the clumsiest men out there, Kyle, Blake, Brian, Ryan, and Daniel. top
they sound
five
clumsy.
Clumsies. I know. Yeah. Women, Haley, Taylor, Linda, Barbara, and Kimberly. There you go. I know. And no Carla, by the way.
No, no Carla.
I was surprised. Woo. I wasn't even in the top 10, thank God. After that,
you're very agile, you know.
Well, I like to think nimble. I am until I hit a piece of carpet and go down.
Except for that one time. There's always an exception to the rule.
I know. We have a Ryan in our building.
Yes, we do.
No Kyle. Right? No. Okay. We Haley, Taylor, Linda, Barbara. We don't
my
have
sister
any of
that. Barb.
Barb.
I have to talk to her. Make sure she's okay.
We should. And see. And then we're to get Taylor Swift on and see if we can talk to her and see if she's okay.
Chop, chop.
Yes. Ask your friend Amy Lee to get her on the phone. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Here's what we want to know this morning. What's the one real thing your parents, you wish your parents would have told you?
Yes.
We were talking about this off the air, and the reason we bring this up is you went through something recently.
Well, you know, I get my hair cut and colored, whatever, every like 8 weeks or so. And recently, so I went to my girl, Diana, and I said, God, my color doesn't last very long. Oh, yeah, that's because you're older. I said, excuse me? Yeah, your hair texture changes. It just doesn't hold on to that color. Got a lot more gray in there, too, so it's not going to hold on to the color. I said, whoa.
Nobody told me this.
Whoa, nobody told me this at all. At all. And let me tell you this. Taking a shower over the weekend, and and it was like, and then I'm putting on my lotion. It's like, what are these what are like a skin tag? What are these things?
My mom used to call them.
I just lifted my shirt when I did that, by the way, in the studio.
My mom used to.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Luckily, the desk is right there. The counter is right there. My mom used to call those coup dupas.
What? I love that.
Remember, we've talked about those made-up words?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is or where it comes from or anything else because I had a bunch burned off.
Yeah.
And even my grandson, Ethan, you know, I would show him, I'd go, look, and he'd go, and I said, that's a coup de dupa.
Excuse me?
I go, I have
that
no.
Was cool. That's funny.
Still, at my age, I'm still calling them that.
Coup de dupa. Well, that's a whole different subject. I call my butt my coup.
I'm not talking about my butt. I'm just talking about my...
Those things that, that our parents used to say. Or
your dupa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your coup de dupa. I love that. But yes, nobody told me what a skin tag was.
Right.
What a skin tag? I don't even know what that is.
So what is it that you really wish? I wish my parents would have told me this.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about, you know, you might get your heart broken, all that stuff. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the real stuff. Like after 40, you can't eat broccoli.
Right.
That stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Or with me, it's eggs.
Eggs. Yes.
You should have warned me.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so the question this morning, what is the one real thing, that you wish your parents would have told you? As Carla said before, not, hey, you're going to fall in love, you're going to get your heart broken and things, you'll move on.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Real things.
Exactly.
And if you want to text or call 702-739-9636, people texting in.
Yeah, I got a couple. Ted said that I wish my parents would have actually told me, not that, you know, don't be careful when you drink.
Right.
But if you drink too much, you will get very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that parents tell us that, and they probably should tell us that.
You know what? That's a good point. I don't ever remember my dad, who was not a big drinker, nor my mom.
Right.
Maybe they never thought I was going to drink that much where they
Boy, they sure should have told you. Oh, yeah, somehow.
You know what? You know what? I vote for that one.
Yes. Yes, those are the things that would have been helpful.
Right.
Now, Sue said, I wish my parents would have told me, even if you put your mind to it, you can't do just anything.
Wow.
They always say, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. But no, you can't.
You can be anything you want to be.
You can be anything you want. No, you can't. I wanted to be a dancer. Remember that?
I do.
I wanted to be a dancer. It didn't work. Now, this is interesting. Sharon said, I wish somebody would have told me that sex is absolutely awful the first time around. would have to. Maybe that's just for women, but
it was bad.
It's because I think you see things and you read things. It's right. Like, this is gonna be, and then
and
it
you
happens,
think you know how it should be,
right?
And you try and create that.
Well, and I was gonna say actually, I should have flipped that around because probably for guys, it's also like, are you? That's over. Okay, it's all over. Oops. Okay, and that's why for us too. I think it's like
I am so sorry. I didn't even realize this was gonna happen.
Exactly. I guess we'll make the dance after all, won't we? This is great. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hurry up. Your parents are home. Hurry up. Jeez. That might be the best life lesson of all.
I think so. I think we have a winner. But if you can top that, feel free. I don't know how. You can call in 702-739-9636. Yes. Bravo, Sharon. Yes. Bravo. Those real questions or those real things you wish your parents would have told you. Just a couple of more people texting in, and we saved the best for last.
Oh, my gosh. We sure do. Nancy wrote in and said, I wish my parents would have told me that you'll get fat. And it'll be really hard to lose the weight when you get older. So watch what you eat.
I really wish my dad would have said something like that. Yeah. Like after 40, it's not going to be as easy.
No, it's not at all. Now, this is from someone. I don't know who or what gender, I will assume. I wish somebody would have told me that men hit their sexual prime at 18 and women in their 40.
Hey, you know what? I wish my parents would have warned me.
Yes, exactly. You want some gum?
Yeah.
You
want some? Something.
Now, somebody wrote in and said, growing up in Vegas.
Oh, no.
My mom did tell me that if you meet someone in a hotel here, don't you dare go up if you don't plan on going down.
Oh!
That is definitely an only in Vegas mom.
You mean back down to the lounge or the lobby?
Exactly. To your car. Yes, yeah, that's mom. What I think that. Listen, I got some advice.
Don't you wish your parents would have told you all this?
I'm back here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you're going to do some shopping this morning, do it right there without leaving the comfort of your home. Carla, you can go to the KKLZ logo store, check out the new fall line.
Yes.
Of long sleeve KKLZ t-shirts, hoodies, Halloween masks. You know, Halloween less than 2 weeks away.
Yep.
And we have some pretty cool masks inside the KKLZ logo store and a lot more, so just click on the website, 96.3kklz.com. It's all right there for your shopping pleasure. 8:11, plenty of sunshine. Going to be nice today and all week long. Maybe you had said getting a little cooler by the weekend and maybe a little windy.
Yes.
They're talking down to the 70s.
Yeah, even like the 60s apparently in some areas. I got to know if this is going back up. Yeah.
We're so spoiled.
I know we are.
So
I know
spoiled.
We are. I saw people shoveling snow throughout the country yesterday. Oh, God.
It's only about 64 right now. Let's do it. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I have gotten to love these things. The Legally Blonde virtual cast reunion airs today on YouTube. 3:15 our time, 6:15 Eastern time. It's on the Hello Sunshine YouTube channel. These things are really fun to watch because they just talk about how some of these movies came together, what happened, certain things that came out of them. And I'm looking forward to this. I love Reese. I love Reese Witherspoon. Jennifer Connelly. It was a good cast. Luke Wilson. It was a really good cast. So this is on Tuesday, 3:15 our time. Morty, you might like this.
The name of the movie again?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, Legally Blonde. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Legally Blonde.
Okay.
The world-famous prop store, it's in L.A., Hollywood, auctioning off some of Hollywood's most iconic props. These are props that, I don't know. They're just cool. Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber.
Ooh.
Expected to sell for about $155,000. I know. Jack Nicholson's purple fedora from Batman. They say probably around $38,000. A bomber jacket that Tom Cruise wore in Top Gun. Expected to sell for about $20,000. So these are all things that I, you know, you can wear the hat, you can wear the jacket. These are kind of usable items. The lightsaber, I don't know that you walk around with that.
Oh, but I would. Lord,
you might. You guys might.
I would.
That would instantly go into a glass case.
Yes,
and
really? It would.
Yeah. Oh, that would go in my belt, and I would go everywhere.
I would go
to Target and get one and put that one in my belt.
It blows me away. You're saying these things like a Tom Cruise jacket, only $20,000.
I know.
When that plastic crown yesterday, who was it?
Biggie.
Yeah. $600,000 or something
Tom Cruise
like that?
Is alive, though.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
And I have a feeling there are a few of those jackets, too.
Yeah.
There was only one plastic crown.
And that was like such a joke, too. It was just
the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Someone studied the heart rates of people watching dozens of horror movies. They determined that Sinister from 2012 is the scariest horror movie of all time when it comes to your heart beating and racing.
Oh.
Followed by Insidious and The Conjuring. They're all...
I believe it.
Yeah, they're all up there.
A lot of people were saying The Exorcist, and I'm going to disagree. I think in that time when it came out,
it's disturbing. How about that? The Exorcist was really disturbing.
I would agree with that more than heart pounding.
Yeah, nervous, you know, it was. Yes, exactly.
But
and again, of that time,
pretty,
I
mention,
did not see it. So The Conjuring.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Oh God!
So
The Conjuring hurt me. And you can now rent an AMC movie theater out for $99. Theaters are just—they're just
really
such a hard time. $99 for a whole theater? Yes.
We have to do that.
We probably should do that.
And video
just
it.
A few. Yes,
and then we'll post it
for the masses.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Families can do it and take the kids there. Show them where they were conceived.
Right back row.
Right. But yes, I think that would be fun, actually, to do that. I think it'd be a blast.
We'll take only like 20 people.
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Okay, let's do it.
Over there.
Yes.
You sit over there. I don't know what's playing. There are no movies playing, but we got popcorn, and we can sneak something.
And it's our theater.
Yes, that's right. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Carla, we are all sports fans on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our teams. We all watch, whether it be baseball, football, hockey now, of course, with our Las Vegas Golden Knights. I don't think any of us are real rabid fans, though, where we take it very seriously and freak out if our team loses.
You guys might more than me, but I don't.
I do.
Marty does.
You do?
I don't.
Yeah.
I can't. Like I've always said, I don't own the team, so there's nothing in it for me. Yeah.
What's going to happen if I get so upset?
Right.
And Jody has told me this before, too. It's not going to change anything.
Right.
When you invest more money into it, then you get more passionate, like the Golden Knights.
Well,
what? If I spend money to support their contracts, Morty? Yeah, I'll get more out of it.
Then she has a right.
No.
Listen to this. A Tennessee Volunteer fan was so upset his team got blown out by the Kentucky Wildcats in football over this past weekend. He actually threw a beer bottle through the window at his house. And he says his wife left him. Left him because he was so upset throwing beer bottles. Here he is on a local sports talk show talking about it. Listen to this guy.
I've been watching Tennessee football for 30 years, and I did something today that I've never done. I messed up, threw a beer bottle through my window, and my wife let me. I had two beers. I wasn't even drunk. I can't stand to watch this team anymore. I can't do it. My blood pressure's up. So I apologized to her and told her, honey, Tennessee football done this. I didn't do it. My wife just looked at me and grabbed some stuff, said she's going to her mom's for a few weeks.
Yeah. Don't know if she's coming back. Tennessee football done this. I didn't do it.
Did this to me. I think she dodged a beer bottle. I think she dodged a bullet, man.
I think she's going to go back.
Whoo!
once they start winning again?
Well, I mean,
I think she's just going to just go back in general.
Hear his sincerity I think, you know, how can she?
I don't know what it's like in your house, but has it gotten that bad where the person that, with is watching his team or her team?
Have you? Yeah.
Freak out that much when they're losing, they might throw a beer bottle.
Get out. Get out now. You leave.
Tip over the furniture.
Oh, gosh. Really? I know that happens. I know it happens.
Break something? 702-739-9636.
I mean, my phone.
You have thrown your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a thrower?
Well, I'm a tosser, actually. I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I broke the screen.
like the beanbag toss.
He's playing cornhole.
Woo, there we go.
Okay. Yes. If you're in that category, we want to hear from you. Text or call. Talking about what's it like at your house when you're watching sports.
Yes.
Don't know if you're like the guy in Tennessee. The Volunteers got blown out by Kentucky. He was so upset, threw beer bottles, breaking windows. And his wife said, you know what? I've had it. I'm going home to mom.
Yes.
I'm going to my mother's house. I don't even know if I'm coming back.
I don't blame her.
Does it get that bad in your house?
A few people, apparently it does. Sam said, when it comes to fantasy football, I am absolutely a foam thrower if my team loses. Mm-hmm. Wow. And Liz said, nothing has been thrown, but he yells so much that our dogs hide. They hate football season. I hate it. It's no fun watching with them. That's not good. Yeah. That's not good that you can't watch with your husband or wife, for that matter.
We got Barb on the phone. Barb, what about you?
Well, it was nothing dangerous. I just wanted to let you know that's been my issue for 30 years. When the husband's team plays, I leave the house.
You just get out.
I leave the house because I know either it's going to be bad when I get back, or I have to check the score before I come home.
Right. So you're prepared. You know what you're getting yourself back into.
Right. And he's always asked me, why don't you watch the game? And I said, because I can't stand what he does to you. And
it's no fun.
He has his brother there. Nephew,
oh, boy.
All the guys, and I just can't even be in the house.
And Barb, being that named Barbara, is clumsy.
Right.
So she...
You just look at her, she tips over.
Oh, no.
Barbara,
that one.
Your name is on the top names when it comes to clumsy, being clumsy.
No way. That is so not me.
No, you're right. I should be on there, but
Carla,
I am not on
Carla.
I didn't make the top 10. Barb, you're like number 3.
You know what?
No way. We
should send them the video.
Yes, we should send them the video.
All of a sudden,
video.
Carla skyrockets to the top 2.
What,
by the way, Barbara, what's your husband's team?
The Buffalo Bills.
They got beat last night.
Well, it's always, they get them all psyched up. They start winning the beginning of the year, and they give them hope. And every year I say, no, don't give them any hope.
Don't give them any hope.
I was going to say, if there's any team that gives you hope. Jeez.
You must have had a bad run there for those 4 years when they went to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It was awful. Yeah, it was awful.
She left for Barb. 5.
I got my own apartment.
I used to teach, and I would tell my students, if the Bills are playing this weekend and Monday comes, I'll let you know how it was at home. Either the weather was cloudy and rainy or
we might not even have school on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Barbara, have a great day.
Yes.
Thanks. Take care.
A couple of more texts. How bad does it get at your home when he or she is watching her team, his team, her team?
This is pretty funny because, let me crank that up for you. Barbara said, you know what? There's always a lot of yelling and cursing at the TV, and I have a broken quarterback right now, so it's really bad. And I said, who's your team? The Cowboys. Yes, exactly. Somebody else now mentioned, Susan said, I understand. I'm a Bills fan. She said, you don't know a diehard fan until you meet a Bills fan.
Oh, like Barb's husband.
Yes. And she said, luckily, I was also married to a Bills fan, so we could console each other. Oh. I think that's the way you do it.
Yeah, like a support group or something.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm married. My name's Barb. I'm married to a Buffalo Bills fan.
Or there's more damage.
Yeah. Jeez. Russ, what's happening at your house?
I have never thrown anything. I value my possessions way too much. However, Rena, my wife, is a diehard jersey-wearing cowboy fanatic. Last night's game, I could feel the laser eyes burning a hole in me because every time they would screw up, which was quite often, I would have my little heckle. And she finally said, let's just turn on Andy Griffith or Angel or something else.
And then when you go to bed at night, you sleep on your stomach with one eye open.
Oh, I love it, though, because it's not just guys.
Women are worse.
I was going to say, I think it's worse oftentimes because it is a woman and it's unexpected.
Yeah. And you really have to watch how you react to that.
Right. Might be a rough season for you, Russ, because they're having a bit of a rough
time. It's always a good idea to egg them on with a heckle here and there.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, until you do it.
Right. One more text?
Yeah, I have to read this, Mike, especially for you. Dalton said, for me, it's golf. I've broken clubs. I've sent them whirly birding across the fairway. But I call it passion.
How is that?
He said it cost me a pitching wedge this past Sunday.
Yeah. See, I go into golf. If I play, I already know I suck. So there's no reason to throw a club or anything else. Plus, it hurts if you bend it over
your knees.
It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, check this out. A guy in Washington was trying to scare away a family of raccoons.
Oh, boy.
Who lived under his mobile home over the weekend. But as it always happens, he knocked over a candle in the process, burned down the trailer.
Oopsie.
Thank God nobody was hurt. Everybody got out in time, including the raccoons. But
okay.
So what do you have? You don't have a flashlight or something? You have a candle? What century are they living in?
Nothing goes well when you walk around searching for things with a lit flame. Jeez.
And his little nightcap.
It's active fire, people. Yes.
Long pajama robe. I would have never guessed this was going on in Florida.
Oh, really?
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wrapped up a 19-month investigation the other day into a $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring. Okay. Seven people have been arrested for illegally trapping protected flying squirrels, setting them up, elaborate schemes to sell them in South Korea.
Jif, jif, jif. Sorry, I'm thinking of the Jif commercial with the squirrel sandwich.
Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Of all the things.
In Florida, that's okay.
Oh, right? Wow. Big flying squirrel syndicate.
Yeah, that's Rocky. That's Rocky, the flying squirrel right there. There you go. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, do you know where I can get some flying squirrels?
Well, if anyone knows their squirrels, it's Florida. By golly.
There's a bunch of guys in Florida.
Yeah. Why didn't no flying squirrel? Is that like black market stuff?
I guess. Well, clearly it is.
You got the overcoat.
It was over a year, almost 2 years.
Want to buy a watch?
Yeah.
Want to buy a flying squirrel? I got Xanax. What do you need?
Or I got Rocky.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Morty, stop the music.
Thank you. More out of Florida. Bradley Young is his name, Sheriff. They had to arrest him. He stole almost $1,000 worth of items from a local Walmart. Now, what he kept doing, he kept scanning a 25-cent pack of Kool-Aid in the self-checkout aisle. He just kept scanning that, and his bill came to $25, even though his cart was stuffed with a $248 scooter, $160 worth of batteries, $120 GPS system, among a basket full of other things. And, of course, as he was heading out, one of the loss prevention officers came running after him. Excuse me, sir, can I see your receipt? What?
Huh? And there's like 20 packs of gum.
Yes, jeez. Oh, yeah.
He had,
he kept scanning the same pack of Kool-Aid, too.
Oh.
What a dope. I don't even.
That's not the way you rip off Walmart.
No, people, do you live in Florida? Do you live in Florida? Do you know what is going on in your state? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. When you drank younger, did you not think, you know what? Maybe I'll try to save a portion of the brain cells. Maybe I'll try to do that.
Well, that's one of the things my parents never told me.
Exactly.
It comes full circle.
Exactly. And listen to this, because I think this could happen to anyone. So Emily, she lives in Ohio.
Yeah.
She was drying her daughter's hair. You know, just getting her ready for, you know, Zoom school. And apparently, she was naked. Emily was naked. Well, her daughter had her phone and was just taking pictures of her mom. Taking pictures.
Oh, no.
And then she sent the pictures to all of her mom's Snapchat contacts. She said, I literally think I died for a minute. I started getting messages from people.
Uh-huh.
And she thought, oh, this is great. And then she says, my parents own the real estate firm that I work for. When I walked in the next day, my dad said, oh, look, here comes the company porn star.
Which you love when dad says it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So be careful, parents. Be careful when you're naked and your kids have the phone. Okay, it is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Show a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. It's just the cutest story ever. A little boy in Portland, Maine. He's had it all his life. He's like, I think six. He lost his stuffed dog. It is the cutest little stuffed dog I've ever seen. It's got like one little thing around his eye. And, you know, he looks as tattered as can be for, you know, the few years he's had it. He lost it, though. Well... finally, someone found it. He got it back. But the Lavish Dog Day Spa, they found out about it. And they said, you know what? Let us take care of your dog for you. So they pampered the dog. They gave him a bubble bath, you know, shampooed him, combed him out, put a little bow around his neck, and gave him back to this young fella, all cleaned up and combed and groomed. Looked good, smelled good, and he's back in his owner's arms. And
wow.
He's very, very happy.
For a stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal.
Stuffed
yes.
animal. That's
yes.
awesome.
That's so cool, especially in these times.
Yeah.
Just to do something sweet. How
you know
about
what?
That? Something nice.
I know it's a stuffed dog. We're still going to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And Mike would be the best pet for you, actually.
Yes.
The best pet for you. All
you know, I never
groomed.
Thought about that.
Stay. Good dog.
Roll over.
Yes.
No, nothing.
There you go.
Okay. I love that, though.
So
this
cute.
This is the one thing in his entire life,
yes.
and he's only six.
It's adorable.
I remember.
I've got to post this.
Yes,
I'm
please
you
do.
Guys. Morty, can you see this little dog? Can
oh,
you see
yeah.
him? He's adorable. Here, look at him.
That's my dog. That's my dog right there.
It's great. It is.
All right.
It's great.
That's a great story. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. My grandson Ethan said his best friend at the time moved back east.
Oh, no.
And I said, how did it go today? He goes, Papa, it was the worst day of my whole life.
Oh, no.
And he's only...
how old was he?
He was seven.
Yes. Worst day ever.
Worst day ever.
Oh, no. Where's my briefcase? Where is it?
But now, with Zoom and everything,
yes.
they're, you know, FaceTime, they're talking all the time.
Good.
And, but just
good.
To hear him say that breaks your heart.
Oh,
all right. By the way, if you have a feel-good story right here in town, a local story, call us up.
Please.
We want to hear your version. At 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96 minute music marathon.
There you
yeah,
go.
Okay. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Wrapping up the show. Well, songs that artists made famous, but they
yes,
despised.
Yes.
They hated it.
Yeah.
Ran down that list.
Thank you, Ann Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Real things you wish your parents would have told you. Real things. Boy, quite the list.
Yes, it was. does.
And when it comes to sports and your teams, how bad is it at your house when they lose? The one wife of that Tennessee Volunteer fan threw a beer bottle at a window. She left. She says, I've had it. I'm going to mother's.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I'm going to mom's house. All right. Listen, do have a great day. Wendy Rush is up next. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.